Julian, would you say a few words?
Yes, just what would you like me to say?
Well, anything.
Praise myself.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling we're a little far from one another,
oh,
but
I
may be
yeah.
wrong.
How's this?
That
I try this now.
That seems to be good. In the studio of Julian Levy, Colette Roberts interviewing, address West 4th Street, 282, isn't it?
Correct.
I say it upside down. But now, if you would care to, we try to put a little order in the information, and we try to make it biographical first and then get into the work afterwards. So if you don't mind, it would be wonderful to just retrace. Were you born in New York?
I was born in New York, yes. And,
I seem to remember that.
That's right.
Not so many people are.
No, it's a rare thing, apparently.
Do you did you live long in the neighborhood where you were born?
No, I think just a very short time. I was born in Yorkville.
Oh, that's where I live now.
Oh, really? I got out fast.
actually, you were raised in New York too.
No, I grew up mostly in Philadelphia.
Oh, mostly in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And did you go through the regular routine of high school and that kind of thing, or did you get into art earlier?
Well, I got in quite early. I was a high school dropout, as a matter of fact, and went to the art school in Philadelphia.
You were a forerunner.
Yes, yeah.
And you went to the art school of...
The Pennsylvania Academy.
Pennsylvania Academy. Was Mr. Fraser there already?
No, this was long before Mr. Fraser. John Andrew Myers was the director.
I
must say, a very austere man, not nearly as nice as Mr. Fraser.
And what were the trends at that time in the academy itself?
Well, it was quite academic, as a matter of fact. It was like all the other schools in the United States of the period. Do you want me to tell you the year?
Yes, I was going to say, after all, since we're trying to
it
be
was
precise.
19, it was 1917 when I went there.
You were born, actually, in 1900.
In 1900, that's
in
correct.
1900. And in 1917, that was quite early for art school.
Yes, it was. And remember, this is 4 years after the Armory Show.
That's
but the
right.
schools were still very academic, but there were a few men teaching in the Pennsylvania Academy at that time.
Were you at all aware of the
Armory we
Show?
Never heard a word about it.
You didn't?
No, not too long after.
That takes me to, I mean, I'm jumping a little bit, but to Walter Pack. Did you know Walter?
Well, yes, I knew him slightly, but much
you
later.
You didn't much
course.
Later, of
yes,
course, yes. So as you started in Philadelphia and lived in Philadelphia until about what time?
I lived in Philadelphia until 1932.
I see, until the start. No, it wasn't the start of the Depression.
No, it was the depth of the Depression.
It was the depth, yes, that's right. And at that time, were you on the project? Were you?
I was in 1934, I believe.
I
correct?
See.
34 what?
Well, I
34,
don't quite
34,
35, remember
36.
How
in that, in that
yes.
period, I was on the project with all my friends. And it was very exciting.
And when you see all your friends, may I ask who they were at that time?
Well, they were, let's see, Francis Criss, Louis Reback, Gottlieb. Well, there were too numerous, Stuart Davis, too numerous to mention because
yes,
everybody...
Yes, there were too many, everybody was there.
Let's say
but
all
I
the
mean, were you working particularly on a project with somebody or were you all by yourself on your own project?
No, I was on the so-called easel painting project, which meant that
I see.
Did things by myself.
I see. Now, I was thinking... did you do things for post offices and that kind of thing?